It's an amazing feeling, you know, to finally come home and, you know, to join Neil Harris, David Livermore and all the lads. It's going to be so special. I can't wait to greet the fans, meet my new teammates, but you know, I think it's just one of those things that's meant to be. It's hard to put into words because I'm still taking it in now, walking out. You know, the first thing I wanted to do when I was with Neil was to walk on the pitch, walk through the tunnel, and have that feeling again that brings back so many memories. But then once you, you know, cross that white line and touch the pitch, it brings a nervous sensation that that I had when I was 16 years old when I first signed here. So I'm really happy. You know, I've had a great career as a footballer, but to come here now, this stage of my career with so much at stake, coming here, want to do well, eyes on a World Cup as well. It's such a great place to be professionally. The environment, it's familiar, and you know, not much has really changed, which is surprising because it's just nice to come back in this environment where I used to be as a kid.
14 minutes to 7 here on Time On, the voice, of course, of Tim Cahill. Back to where it all started for the great Timmy Cahill at Millwall, of course. Going back to Millwall and still attempting to represent Australia in the 2018 World Cup in Russia. He's going to be a vital member of the squad, whether it's off the bench or not. Doesn't matter his age. That man knows where the goals are. Speaking of veterans, Brad Hodge. Well, he's created a few headlines before. Hodgie, and he's done so 4 or 5 hours ago, tweeting, "Just completed final training session before we head to Adelaide. Could be my time to turn back the clock and get up the order for the Renegades against my old club, the Strikers. Time to turn it on for some old fans." Cheeky from Hodgie, but that's the way he is. And one man who would know better than anyone is his coach. And I speak, of course, of Andrew McDonald, the coach of the Renegades. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm good. Andrew, surely Hodgie is just being cheeky. He's not actually going to play and get out of the hospital bed.
He's zero chance of playing on Friday night, so I can go early with that one. But he's recovering. He's had a pretty rough sort of 7 days, to be honest. And he'll be in recovery mode. We're hoping that he may be able to travel over in his coaching capacity to help out in Adelaide on the bench. But he won't be playing. And very cheeky, I found out, obviously doing a Channel 10 interview around the fact that he had tweeted that. So that's Twitter for you.
Yeah, he's had an appendectomy, and he's had an infection after that, which is nasty. So clearly he's not going to be right. Hey, Andrew, how is the rest of the squad sort of shaping up ahead of the semi-final on Friday?
Yeah, shaping up well. We lose Kane Richardson to international duties, but we get Cameron White back from one-day international duty. So obviously Richo in the T20 international side and Cameron coming back from the one-day 50-over side. So one in, one out. And the rest of the guys are fit and healthy. And we'll have pretty much a full list to choose from besides Hodgie and Richo come Friday night.
I know, Andrew, that everyone wants to represent their country, and Cameron White has done so on a number of occasions. But, I mean, selfishly, from your perspective, does a small stint like that going out of T20 cricket and going into the one-day squad have the potential to mess with his form?
I don't really think it's got the potential to mess with his form. What it has the potential to do is obviously mess with our team dynamic with, you know, a lot of moving parts. And every team's had to deal with that at some stage during this tournament. And the Strikers potentially have to deal with that, at this time of the tournament with a few big-name players going out of their side for T20 international duty. So I don't think it will affect his form. Is it ideal, the chopping and changing? Probably not, but it's just part of the scheduling, and we know that's going to happen pre-tournament, and that really comes down to the art of the list and squad that you choose. You've got to have some backup options if your players are lucky enough to get picked for international duties, which is what they really aspire to do, which is, and we don't want to really change that.
Andrew McDonald joining us on Time On, the coach of the Renegades. They play the Strikers, of course, semi-final time on Friday. You can catch it all live on Channel 10. Andrew, what about the Strikers? We had Glenn Maxwell on this show last week. He was talking about, you know, they are playing new T20 cricket. They're not necessarily focusing on the depth of their batting, but they have so many options with the ball that they can always get you out for a low total.
Yeah, they've gone and with, I suppose, six batters and five frontline bowlers, with Nessa batting at seven, yeah. Who can bat a little bit, but essentially is a bowler. So heavily relying on their top order. Billy Stanlake's been outstanding for them with the ball. Ben Lachlan, Rashid Khan, Peter Siddle, probably a find. Obviously, we lost him in the off-season to the Strikers from the Renegades. He's had a fantastic season as well. So they have a bit of a shift now. Billy Stanlake goes out. I think that's obviously a big out for them. I presume Wes Agar will come in. And then at the top of the order, they've got a bit of shuffling to do as well with Alex Carey going out and Travis Head, who played against us last time. But they're probably one of the informed teams, or not probably one of the informed teams. They are along with the first scorches. So they're going to be tough to beat on their home patch. So, we'd probably go there as underdogs and look to cause a bit of an upset.
Happy to be the underdogs, I would assume, though.
It doesn't really matter, does it? I suppose what you go there as, it's just about getting the job done. And, we're confident that we had that sort of mid-season shuffle with the Australian selection. We've found a little bit of continuity and we've got our balance back. And it's a different balance to what we started out at the start of the tournament with. So we've had to sort of shuffle the deck, so to speak. And we feel as though we've found a bit of a winning combination in the back end of the season. So hopefully that bodes well. It's an improved fielding unit with the selections that we've made. So we feel as though we've got fielding under control and the batting and bowling dynamics working well together. So hopefully that holds up under pressure in a big game.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. You found a magnificent blend there, and let's all hope when we wake up on Saturday morning, or even before that, we hope that the Renegades will be in the big final come a victory over the Strikers. Andrew McDonald, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Andrew McDonald, the coach of the Melbourne Renegades, their big semi-final against the Adelaide Strikers. It is Friday night and it is a massive game. This is Time On, thanks to Master Builders Training Victoria. Short course is now available. Visit mbav.com.au. Some late views on the news, please. 9429 1116. 0433 98 1116. Is there something we've missed that we should have been talking about in this hour? Let us know your thoughts.